Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Give worship to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming. Yeah. Give the worship team another big hand clap. Juliana, Albert. Glory to God. Amen. God is good. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. You're all jeering for Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Yeah, there are some Jews who believe that Jews who they believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but they also believe that Christians who celebrate Christmas, that they are off, and some actually take it to the extreme that they are going to hell. All right, because the origins of Christmas are pagan. I hope you know that. All right, yeah, but you know, old days, it is God who created what. Yeah, so yeah, to get a day and you dedicate it to what, to the Lord, it's not bad. Though, of course, the world does evil, you know. Yeah. However, yeah, you see, yeah. Christmas, the origins are very, you know, pagan, very evil, just like Easter, all right? Easter, it is so bad that guys got a scripture somewhere in Acts, which was talking about Passover, okay? And in some versions of the Bible, they replaced it with Easter. You've come across that scripture somewhere in Acts, eh? Instead of Passover, guys, you know, pushed in Easter. Okay? Yeah. Easter is basically some goddess. You remember Ishtar? Ishtar? A goddess of fertility. Eh? Some nonsense. Eh? That's why, you know, there's this thing called Easter eggs. Eh? Okay? So some of you are what? Prosperous, who have eggs to waste. Eh? You get your children to do Easter eggs. You're just involving your kids in what? Demonic stuff. Eh? All right? Please don't do it. Eh? If you're prosperous and you have eggs to waste, as in buy the eggs and give them to somebody. Are you listening to me? Eh? Hmm? Easter eggs. Okay? I think I've seen my kids do it. Eh? There's an Easter, I saw them, you know? I don't know where they got it from. But I was like, let me first achieve it. I'll get them on the what? The following Easter. Easter eggs. Why are you hiding eggs? And it is all in eggs, you see? Fertility, eh? That's why that egg thing, you know? Glory be to God. Parents, if you're born again, as in really, before you do things, first investigate. You're born again, really. Mother, auntie, daddy, daddy son. Hallelujah. God is good. Okay? God is what? God is good. Weeks ago, we were talking about entering the kingdom of God. And we read scriptures to the effect that those who practice unrighteousness will not enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. Not those who practice Christmas. All right? Those who practice hiding boiled eggs, then they get rotten. Eh? People forget, you know. Anyway, yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Just as a reminder, Paul say that, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, no thieves, no covetous, no drunkards. Okay? Drunkards. Glory be to God. nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Have you seen it? Okay, all those things, plus the others in Galatians 5. Eh? But it says such people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. How many of you watch Mr. Bean? Bruce. Mr. Bean. So there's that Mr. Bean thing where he was acting as the devil. You've watched it? Okay. And the French and the Germans were all going to where? To where Adolf. Where Adolf is, Hitler is. All right? And Christians. Apparently because the Jews were right. Of course it was a joke. Eh? Okay. Okay. Hitler. Yeah, which reminds me. Okay. Which reminds me of a dream I had. Today is Sunday. So I think I had it Friday morning. Friday morning. Yeah. The day before I had seen on someone's Facebook page a dream of a certain lady, and this lady dreamed, she was in the US, but she dreamt when, you know, there was a fellowship going on in Uganda and people were expecting the Lord, you know, to show up as a worship. They were waiting for him. Okay, then all of a sudden the lady says that she saw a black bird, you know, with a bow tie. Was it a bow tie? Yeah, a bow tie, dressed like very expensively. Yeah? The black guy came and people, you know, interestingly, they continued to worship and they are now worshiping that black bird. Okay? Yeah. And so I shared that dream. Eh? Okay? Because, you know, I knew what it meant, the fellowship it was talking about. So I shared it on Facebook, on WhatsApp with some people. Then now, that night, I had a dream. There's a certain MP. I don't know if he's still an MP, but I know he was once an MP. This guy was in SMARC, I was in Senior 1, and I think he was in Senior 6. Okay? And he used to call himself Hitler. Okay, Hitler. And he was like a bad guy, Hitler. Okay, but he's an MP. So every time I see that guy, I'm like, Uganda should never what? You see, some of your MPs are deadly guys. You just put them in power. You'll see what they'll show you. This Bobby Wine guy, to see that even Christians are supporting Bobby Wine and they're here in LAT, they don't see anything wrong. That means the guy has done something on your head. A spell, The same spell Elvis has cast and is casting on people, where they can't see the obvious. I don't understand how a Christian born again, you've been born again for 2 years, you can't see the obvious, concerning Bobby Wine. It's a spell. You are the spell. It is as simple as that. All right? Anyway, so this guy, Hitler. I had a dream when people had met somewhere in some house. Then this MP guy came. Okay, then I think he caused some antagonism. Okay? Then some woman manhandled him. You know, she got him, threw him down, and then removed all his what? Clothes. The guy lay there naked. Okay? Then somehow some people came and whisked him away. So I learned that dream, my dream, was referring to the Washington dream. Okay? So I believe God was saying, that lady's dream, you know, like exposed. You understand? When someone takes your clothes off, you're exposed. Do you understand? And you see now, God used a guy I knew from school, SMARC, okay, And God knew that I know what he calls himself, Hitler. Okay? And of course, you all know that Hitler is associated with death. You understand? Eh? So that lady was exposing someone whose agenda is to kill, to lead to death. Okay? To lead to death. Eh? You know, to lead God's children to death. Do you understand? Eh? Eh? Okay? So anyway, I thought God sent me that dream too. To say thank you for sharing that dream. Eh? All right? For, you know, send it out. Let people be ready. Let, you know? Okay? There's some people who say that, but people have heard. They have heard. It is useless to tell them again. Well, that is your opinion. Eh? That is not God's opinion. Okay? Just imagine if before you got saved, someone said, no, that one has been preached to 10 times for 10 years. Leave them alone. Okay, I remember the first guy I remember who preached to me was in Senior 1. And I got saved, and Senior 1 they preached to me. Senior 2, Senior, then my sisters at home were preaching to me until university. This is 8 years later, and I got saved. Glory be. So it is a tactic of the devil to get Christians who know the truth to keep quiet. Do you understand? It's just a tactic of the devil to get you to what? Shut up. Someone said, in order for evil to prevail, it just needs the righteous to shut up. The righteous to shut up. And the enemy will do his thing without hindrance. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, anyway, this thing is one which, what? Remember, Mr. Bean, then Adolf, then the other dream came up, all right? Yeah. Hallelujah. So, the unrighteous will not do what? Inherit the kingdom of God. You remember? We saw that. And it started with the word, do not be deceived. Okay? All right? It says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. So it is telling Christians, do not be deceived because okay. Because also Christians who practice unrighteous these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you understand? Say, do not be deceived. In praises language, they say, Tebabalimba. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. When we sang that Unyankore song, you know, it's good you gave it to the owner, eh? And Barbara is what? Hallelujah is also there. She could also have what? Yeah. But praise did it well. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5. Okay. Paul wrote to another group of Christians. Yeah? Known people are known. Another group. The Ephesians. He told them, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Then it says verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. Glory be to God. The Corinthians, he told them, do not be deceived. Okay? He writes to another country. Okay, tells them this, they say, let no one deceive you with what? Empty words. That one saved or is saved. That God doesn't what? Look at your sin. Even does and know that you sinned. That just because you got saved, it is finished. You're going to heaven, eh? Irrespective of how you live. Okay, so he tells them, yeah, let no one deceive you with empty words. Those are empty words, however nice they sound, the love of God, you know, eh? Okay? He says, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Then he says, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Meaning that you can be a partaker, okay, of the wrath of God together with the sons of disobedience. That's why he says, do not be deceived. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Hallelujah. At one time, I had been deceived with empty words. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But thank God, even while I was in deception, I was reading the Bible, and therefore, as I read the word, light shone. When you read the scriptures, you realize, it's not true. Okay? One of the tactics of the enemy to mess up Christians is to get them out of the Bible. Eh? There he can deceive you, Bulunji. Okay? But when you are, you're still to get you from reading the Bible. So never stop opening your Bible, please. Glory be to God. Because if you get deceived, but you're reading the Bible, you land on a scripture which tells you, you've been deceived. Glory be to God. Okay, please never stop reading the Bible. Glory be to God. Okay, you dream your dreams. All right, see your visions. Okay, do that. Acts chapter 2, it says that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Then he says, there'll be prophesying, there'll be dreams, visions. So dreams and visions are from heaven. And now that is the other tactic of the enemy. Okay, to mess up somewhat, Christians, is to get them to, like, chill dreams, like, disregard them. Okay? Do you know that almost all the Old Testament, was all that, most of what was written, it was people's visions. Do you know that? People's visions and people's dreams. Okay? The Lord appears to someone in a vision, and he tells him stuff, and he writes what he has been told in a vision, in a dream. Okay? So it is also wrong to get people to say only the word. It sounds cool, but it is what? Deception. Okay? So dreams and visions are also from what? He says, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all what? And the result will be multiplied dreams, multiplied visions. Okay? And because of that, God would want us to give heed to those dreams. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, but my prayer is that God won't deal with you by sending you symbolic dreams. I don't know why he deals with me that way most of the time. Okay, because with symbolic dreams, you can wrong message. It was from heaven, but interpretation wrong. All right, so I pray for you that for you have literal dreams. Even as my turn also comes, to also have literal dreams. An MP, really, an MP. Get a dream when an MP, some chick, lady, fights him, removes it. Okay, but God is like, my son Moses will get it. And he loves those kind of dreams. All right? Add another one. This week, all the dreams I've had have had to do with guys I was with in school. Those who came on Wednesday and on Thursday, you heard about the one I had of one of the guy was the sharpest in my P7 class. But we won't go into that. Those who missed it, if you had it right now, you would be paying a lot of attention to me. You understand? God was like, what you said at the anniversary. It was superb. But I won't talk about that. The one I've remembered, again, guys I was with in high school. Now, in this dream, there's a guy, you remember? Long finger. There was a guy. You know, he had long finger, so he would hold the basketball, you know, just, you know. Now, he was called, Bambi, he passed away. He passed away like 3 years ago. Yeah, diabetes, high blood pressure, he was too, sad. He was called Wamala. So in this dream, we are back in school, you know, when dormitory, and Wamala is Bambi sick, as in terribly sick, okay? And in the dream, it was HIV. The other HIV of those days before Sam was born. For us, we saw it. We are man. There was no treatment, as in the moment you get it, just no 6 months, you know. Bambi, the guy, was walking in pain, you know. Like any time, very soon, he's going. Okay? And, yet at the same time, I was going for my graduation. Like, you know, time was up, you know, I had to rush. So I had to look for my graduation gown. Right? So I had it. Anyway, so I looked through this, and I searched for it, and finally, I get it. But Wamala Bambi is, you know, and I'm looking at him, I'm feeling so sorry, and I couldn't just rush out of that, of the dormitory. Bambi, there's someone sick, and it's like, it's a done thing, Someone is going. Okay, and for me, I had to rush for what? Graduation. All right? Yes, and what? Yeah, it ended just like that. Okay? So I woke up then. Of course, the whole day I just kept thinking about, but I knew there was something then. It was until many hours later, you know, that's when I was like, hey, possibly it means. Of course, you know, HIV in those days, you get it, you know, and the guy, then even the name, okay, Wamala, Wamala in whose language? In Praise's language, tribe, it means you finished. Yes, so you finished, and then it is symbolized again with death, HIV, you know. And anyway, those things. The whole of what? Last week, in 7 days, I had like what? 5 dreams again. You know, God using school, you know, school stuff. Glory be to God. Now, so, those who do these things will not what? Inherit the what? The kingdom. I think I've left you guys, but you haven't told us what the dream means. I didn't come to tell you what dreams. I've come to tell you what. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah, but it was, yeah. Yeah, that dream, man. Yeah, it was painful, but some things, what? Have to happen. Glory to God. Yes. So those who do those things will not do what? Inherit the kingdom. Now, in order for us to inherit the kingdom, it means we have to basically resist sin, isn't it? Okay? Resist practicing those unrighteous acts. Eh? So that means we have to, to remind ourselves how to overcome temptations and trials. Which come to make us sin or to take us away from the Lord. Isn't it? Okay? These things are important. Yeah, we are in a generation whereby, you know, these people don't talk about these things. What we're going to get. But, you know, we have to enter the kingdom of God, and that means we have to, you know, overcomes temptations which lead to sin. Okay? All right? James chapter 1, from verse 12, it says, blessed is a man who endures temptation. He does what? Endures temptation. For when he has been approved, when he overcomes the temptation, he will receive the crown of life. Okay? The crown of life, not the crown of death. Okay? Basically, he will enter the kingdom, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own evil desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. All right? So temptation comes, then sin when it is fully grown. Other versions say when it is mature, it brings forth death. Which death is this? It is basically spiritual death. All right? You remember the umbrella? Eh? Okay, the atoning covering or the blood. Okay, when you get saved, you know, you're under the blood. Okay, you're under the blood of Jesus. Okay, but when you practice unrighteousness, when you sin without remorse, you think all is well. Okay, if you read Angels on Assignment, okay, you should have learned that the more you sin, you know, the more you practice sin and enjoy it and you don't care what you're doing, okay, the further, okay, you move out of the covering, all right? And sooner or later, you know, you'll be out, you know, out of the blood, all right? And then number three, Jesus prayed to receive strength to overcome temptation. All right? And that's what we should also do. That's what we should also what? Do. We should look ahead, look beyond the trials and temptations. Okay? We should know and love the word, and we should pray to receive strength. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, it says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. This high priest is Jesus. He was tempted in all things, but didn't sin. Therefore, he is the best person to look at, to find out how he did it. Isn't it? Alright? Now, I said, the first way that Jesus overcame trials and temptations is that he looked to a glorious future. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12 from verse 1, it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, okay, there it is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand or the throne of God. Okay? The Bible says that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, all right, he endured the cross. But Jesus had an option. Number one, of not going to the cross. Do you know that? He had the option. Okay? He had the option. Okay? But, okay, for the joy that was set before him, he endured. Okay? I guess one of those joys was the whole idea that he was going to sit at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory be to God. Okay? That's what he had in mind, sitting at the right hand of God. Should he overcome? Okay?
And because he looked to the reward, okay, to the glorious future, he was able to go through it. Okay, and that's what we should do also, eh? Hallelujah. Hmm? Of course, the most important thing is for us to resist sin and, you know, resist practicing sin, because we want to enter the kingdom. All right? That's enough, man. Before we even talk about sitting on thrones. Hmm? Have you guys ever imagined what hell is? Fire, man. And the Bible says forever. You know, that alone, you know, should make you say, I want to enter the kingdom. Okay? Then for other people, you can take it higher and say, I want to sit on a throne to reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Okay? All right? Please don't practice sin. You might miss man entering the kingdom. Hmm? And I believe in my dream, the Wamala dream, that individual, you know, it was basically, okay, that was the destiny. Eh? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 16. Paul says that therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, the sufferings we are going through, we don't look at those things. Okay? For the things which are seen, the sufferings, are temporary. Okay? But the things which are not seen, okay, the glory that is coming, okay, those things which are not seen are eternal. The temptation is for a short while, is for a moment, okay? But the glory that is coming, okay, it is eternal. It will never end, okay? So we shouldn't trade, okay, the eternal glory for these worldly things, this, you know, okay, the evil things. He left all the riches, the glory, okay? He was, you know, next in line to the throne. He gave up all those things. Why? It says that because of what? Because of Christ. He gave it up. Amen? All right? LAT, and those who are coming to LAT, we must all enter the kingdom. Okay? I don't want to lose, like I said, I don't want to lose any of you. Okay? To the devil. To hell. I don't, man. I mean, really. Okay? Okay? I want, at the end of the day, to be like the Lord, Jesus, where he said, Father, all that you have given me, I have lost none. Then say, except the son of perdition. Okay? That should be the heart of any shepherd, any pastor. To make sure, first of all, he or she has to make sure that he enters the kingdom. You understand? Okay? And then he has to make sure that also the sheep, none of the sheep is lost. All right? That's why, even if you think that I've become legalistic, okay, I have to tell you these things. Thank God, I'm not telling you a dream. Okay? We are reading what? Scriptures. Those who practice lawlessness, sin, are not entering the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen. So, Jesus looked forward to a glorious future. And that enabled him
to overcome the temporal temptation. And that's what we should do also. Amen? Then we said, number two, Jesus prayed to receive strength to overcome trials and temptation. He prayed. The Son of God, Jesus, God, you know, in the flesh, prayed to receive strength. And so should we. Okay? So that means, the more you pray, the more you spend time in prayer, the better off you are when it comes to overcoming temptation and sin. But we are going to suffer. All right? For you praying, you understand? There's some of you who don't come to prayer on Thursday for no good reason. You just lazy. You just don't want to pray. But when they call you for bash, you know, never you could serve. But there are some of you, and many of you, who for good reasons, you can't make it. All right? Many mothers here, you know, you have kids, and you have to go back, you know, to take care of the kids. That's understandable. But there are some people, no reason. No good reason. Amen? You just don't want to pray. Now, you know, you're prone to falling into what? Temptation. You won't have spiritual strength to overcome sin and temptation. Okay? All right? Luke chapter 22, from verse 39. This is Jesus. He says, coming out of the place where they had gone for the Last Supper, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. What did he tell them? Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Okay? This is one of the remedies against temptation. Prayer. The more you pray, the more you spend time with God, the better off you are as far as overcoming temptation is concerned. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. So you see, Jesus had the option of not going to the cross. All right? Verse 43, then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Okay? The angel appeared to do what? To strengthen him as he prayed for strength. All right? And we know how the story ended. All right? He managed to go to the cross. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised its shame. Okay? And that is why he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay? He was strengthened in prayer. And he told his disciples to also pray that they may not enter into what? Temptation. Verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Sleeping. Supposed to be praying, bali mkwebaka. Okay. Teddy. They call it what? Biama, Kubiama. Woman, where the guy in smack? This guy was called Biama. But for some reason, he had some sleep over it. Anyway. But the guy was very sharp. Now he's a dog. Serious guy. Psychiatry, in Butabika, you know. But the guy had some, you know, some dose of. So I guess his name was. Juliana, do you know that word? Okay. So they were sleeping. Then he, Jesus, said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Okay? Now, these guys, they failed to pray. Okay? And later, okay, when a trial came of standing with the Lord, the Bible says they all forsook him. They took off. Why did they, instead of pray, Jesus had warned them, but gave them a survey, so that you don't enter into what? Temptation. They jumped and they slept. Okay? A trial came and they didn't have spiritual strength like Jesus had, and they took off. They took off, eh? You know that scripture, don't you? Well, you've heard of the story. Okay? It is found in, let's read Mark chapter 14 from verse 32. Okay, verse 32. It says, then they came, okay? Again, they're coming from the upper room. He said, now they came to a place, okay, which was named what? Gethsemane. All right. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Okay? Luke tells us that at this point, an angel came and did what? Strengthen him. Verse 37. Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal saying, whomever I kiss is the one, seize him and lead him away safely. As soon as he had come, immediately he went up to him and said to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, and kissed him. Then they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus answered and said to them, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then they all forsook him and fled. They all forsook him and fled. They all took off. It was not only Peter, all of them, they took off. They wouldn't have taken off had they prayed as the Lord had taught them. He advised them, pray that you may not enter into what? Temptation. And that's the same thing he's telling us now. Okay? Especially knowing the times that we're in. We are in the end times. Okay? Many people, some guys who go to heaven and see Jesus, they are saying that Jesus told them that this current pope is going to be the false prophet. Okay? So, if that is true, and I believe it's true, all right, then it means the tribulation is just around the corner. Okay? The tribulation, you know, Jesus said it's going to be bad, such as the world has never seen. Okay? It says that Christians are going to be persecuted. The Antichrist is going to overcome them. He's going to kill them. All right? So, if you're not praying, how are you going to handle these things? Just imagine if they came to Uganda. The persecution of Christians, they say, take the mark. You can't buy or sell without this mark or the beast. And the Bible says those who take the mark are going to hell. Okay? They renounce the Lord, you understand? Take the mark, you know, so that man, you can be able to what? To buy and sell, to eat. So how are you going to overcome those times? If to agalakusaba. This is a time to prepare for those what? For those days. Hallelujah. Amen. And the way to prepare for them is by beginning to develop a strong prayer life. It is not enough to just walk around the place telling people how blessed you are. I'm blessed, you know. Okay? How are you? I'm blessed. That's cool, You're blessed. The Bible says you're blessed. Okay? There's so many things, blessings are coming. You might take over, you know, have dominion, you understand? You might, you know, However, more than that, you should develop a strong prayer life, so that you can be able to overcome temptation when it arises. Glory be to God. These guys forsook him because they refused to pray. And they opted to what? To sleep. And it was tight. They were sleepy. Okay? But Jesus was like, no, that's not an excuse. Hallelujah. Okay? Bruce. By the way, Bruce had his wedding. The other what? Saturday. Hallelujah. Okay? Congratulations. I was telling him that marriage is good. Now, I'm not saying these things as a pastor. You know, pastors, you know, at times lie. Okay, lie. Remind me where I've stopped, Okay, because I'm going to tell you a story, something else. I have a friend of mine, some guy. He's a doctor now, a surgeon, a big surgeon in Nakasero Hospital. You know, those days, the guy used to tell me, man, these pastors will lie. Why can't they say the truth? Okay? The guy say, Jews, find a pastor. This is not good, but let me say it. If you find a pastor, his wife is not beautiful at all. Then he's there telling you, wow, I'm the most beautiful woman here. And the guy said, and you can see the guy is lying. It's not that he believes it, that his wife is the most what? Beautiful. You can see the guy is lying. The guy said, that is a lie. You know, how can you lie on the pulpit? The guy was very concerned. And I kind of, you know, yeah, and that's, well, you know, hallelujah. So what, where did we stop? Yes, marriage is good, so I'm not lying, okay? Not that we are perfect, okay? In fact, in our marriage, I'm the most imperfect, what? By the way, I'm horrible, but it's good, all right? It is what? Marriage is good, Okay, just make sure you don't mess it up. It is the people who mess up a marriage are those two people. Do you understand? Yes, it can be external influence, foreign policy, okay, external influence, okay? But for that external influence to come and mess you up, one of you has allowed it in. Do you understand? A mother-in-law, a father-in-law, you know, Okay? These guys are having, Sam and what? Maureen having a great one. You can see, you can tell these things. Okay? But one of the things they have done is they haven't allowed external influence of their father-in-law. Glory be to God. Most of you don't know who what this guy's father-in-law is. Okay? They have kept me out. You understand? Okay? My daughter has kept me out. And that is good. Okay? By the way, his wife is there, Esther. Let's give a big hand clap. Omugole, yes. Hallelujah. You can have a seat. Okay? Marriage is good. Don't mess it up. Please. It is two people who mess up, what? I'm telling you, if someone, a friend, messes it up, mother-in-law, one of you has allowed that person to enter, you heed their advice, you understand? But marriage is good. Okay? I don't know how many marriages are perfect, but generally, marriage is good. Glory be to God. Don't mess it up. Hallelujah. You're going to do mistakes. It's granted, mistakes. Humans do what? Who mistakes. Okay? But let them not be gross mistakes. You understand? And when you do a mistake, don't practice a mistake. You might not enter into what? But marriage is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Of course, first make sure you marry the right person. If you marry a devil, okay? Yeah, okay? You understand? That one, it is even messed up from the start. You understand? And it takes too much grace, help from God to salvage it. All right? So, okay? All right, Teddy. And chicks, man, it is so hard to advise a chick when she's blundering. This is when which women are good people. Women, when they, when they like, when they, for a guy, man, the women are good people. But also that can be a weakness, When you, the moment they say that's the guy, Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, so, and somehow, if you're wise, you have to reach that level. You just what? Yeah. But Teddy won't be like that. Glory be to God. Hey. Hallelujah. Teddy, man, oh, your guy is a thug. Well, with him is Mark. But there's a girl who scared me. Some girl, I won't tell you who she is. She scared me one time. She told me, she told me that, because she knew that I liked her. We're tight. She told me that if some guy ever proposes to me, okay, and then you say anything that what? She trusted me that much. That, and then you say, man, you're off. She told me she would just what? And then, those things scare me. For me, when people ever begin to what? Trust me a lot, I get scared. I don't like those things, man. I'm telling you, I've got a secret. I get scared. Okay, so if you want to be my friend, and we are tight, just make sure you don't overshow me that what? This guy is from heaven, man. The guy is so spiritual. He doesn't sin. In great wisdom, man. Everything he tells. Please, don't. She scared me. And lo and behold, sometime later, a guy proposed to her. The chick called me up. Said, Moses, where is that? We met. She said, now this guy. He said, what? And she was serious. If I say yes, he said, if I say no, I was like, nah, man. What if I say no? And the chick reaches 70 and she's single, man. Now, guys, people who want to these things of trying to make sure so-and-so marries another.
It's not there. Have you heard? It's not there. For me, I don't like those things. I get scared. So anyway, she came. Then I told her, okay, so for you, what do you think? Because I have to, what do you eat? Then she told me, yeah, da, da, da. And then she told me things. And I'm like, told me there's a friend of ours who had dreamt something before even this thing. And they were real God. I told her. That's when I was so bold to say, Glory be to God.
By the way, there's a guy, you know, some guy who comes here once in a while. He's called Apostle Israel Emmanuel. He was here like 2 Sundays ago. He sent me audio recordings of a lady who went to heaven, like 2 or 6. They are recorded, and she's speaking things in Uganda of what she saw there, okay? Then she was also taken like hell, what she saw there. Then she saw man. Hey, you guys, you should listen to these things. You see, the best way to know the truth is to listen to both sides. If you believe all Christians are going to heaven, okay, just get 1 hour and listen to the other guys who say, no. Then you're like, which scripture, okay? And then this lady is so gay, you know? If you're brave enough to listen to those things. But I realized now, I was like, if those experiences were concocted, you know, the person who concocted them, Amanye Chigambo, no scripture. Because everything she was saying, now me, who knows a little bit of the word, I could know the scripture to that day. There's only one thing she said, which was like, and it just didn't make sense. I didn't fear to tell you, but maybe I should. That one, I was like, Then I got her number, I called, then the husband, the one who picked it. So I was like, on Mchala, what was her name? Mchala. What was the name? Anyway, on Mchala. Then the guy said, How's that this guy? The way he said it, he's like, what? Anyway, so, but I intended to link up with her, you know, and travel somewhere in Gaba, where their church is, to just, you know, hear her story. But, you know, and it's the same story, you know, like the same thing with like Molinde's wife, Apostle Molinde. Proceed, that lady who died. Remember, I told you that week? It is the same kind of message. Okay? But a bit which, but now I've learned from experience, 20 years of being saved, I've learned from experience that if someone really went to heaven, okay, or went to hell, and it was Jesus who was showing them those things. I've learned from experience that if there are things you don't believe they are saying, you believe part 1, part 2, part 3, but part 4, then you believe part 5, part 6, part 7. I've learned that before you trash the other one, don't agree with it, take your time. I've learned from experience that most of the things those days I used to throw out, when now you start reading the Bible, you're like, that person was right. So this lady also, there's a bit which, up to now, it's still what? Messing me up. But somehow I think I know the answer. I know the explanation. Should I tell you what it was? Okay, I'm going to, again, these things, go and pray, go and watch, read your Bibles, recite these things. The thing which she said, it is going to shock all of you. I'm very sure. Okay? She said that she even saw babies. Babies. Crawling, you know, Kids, 3 years, 1 year, babies, you know, And of course, she saw some in heaven, but she saw some of them Now, we always thought babies, automatic, infant, paradise. Up to now, I don't have what? An explanation. But I think, because all the other things, you can really see this lady had an experience. It's the Lord who was showing her these things. So I think this thing called dedication, where parents dedicate, you know, kids to the devil. You understand? Eh? Even before they are born. Eh? Is that the thing they call okuonga? Over what? Eh? Eh? Sir, I'm asking you. Kuonga. You understand? Eh? So I think, I was like, maybe that's what it is. You know, when you are a parent, God gives you a child. Eh? You have responsibility. You understand? You have sole responsibility over the child. Eh? You can't do anything with the child, and because of the authority God has given you as a parent over that child, man, you can't do anything to that kid. Okay? Of course, at a certain age, the kids now can, you know, they have their own say. But at a certain age, parents are solely what? Responsible. Now, that is the only explanation I have for that thing. Where these kids were what? Dedicated. You know? Like people practice witchcraft and what? And they dedicate their what? Kids to Bajaja, the devil. And so a child is born and it has been dedicated to somebody. Okay? And the child, maybe there's a miscarriage or something. You remember? The miscarriage happens, but it was already dedicated to somebody. Or it is born, then it dies of severe malaria. Okay? And it was dedicated to somebody. Do you understand? So to be honest, that is the only explanation. And that's, yes. But of course, for a child of a Christian, that is not the case. Those kids were dedicated to what? Yeah, so if a Christian loses that child, I guess at a certain age, Bambi, those go to heaven. They were dedicated to the Lord. You know, But for the other guys, they gave over the kids to the enemy. These things, man, are hard. Alright? Do you want to listen to those things? Okay. Yeah, I don't know how I should send them to you. But you organize, Okay? Hallelujah. But the main thing there is, Christians who practice lawlessness, iniquity. The scriptures are clear. They're not entering, they're inheriting the kingdom. And the lady, and she's speaking Luganda, but every statement you are like, there's a scripture to that, there's a scripture to that, there's a scripture to that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they didn't pray. They forsook the Lord. They fell into temptation because they didn't have what? Spiritual strength. Glory be to God. Therefore, what we need to do, we need to always go, okay? We need to do what? Hebrews 4 says, Hebrews 4:15, it says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Then it says, verse 16, therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What is that time of need? When temptation comes, we need grace, we need spiritual strength, God's empowerment for us to resist and overcome the temptation. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what Jesus did. He prayed. He prayed to the Father. Glory be to God. Okay? So that is the second way to how to overcome temptation, prayer. The third way, as I told you, is knowing and loving the truth, the written truth, the word of God. Okay? When Jesus was tempted, Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1, it says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you're the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So you see how Jesus overcame temptation? He overcame it by, "It is written." He knew the word. Okay? Verse 5. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Then Jesus said, what? "It is written." Okay? So you need to pray, but you also need to read your Bibles, yeah? To find out what is written. So he said, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I'll give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Overcoming temptation. Okay? Knowing the word. Eh? All right? Psalms 119, verse 11 says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you." Hidden in my heart, not hidden in the head. Hidden in the heart. Okay? The word is that precious to you that it is not just in the head. It is in the heart. It is precious. You love it. You meditate upon it. Okay? It is in the heart. And that leads me to the final verse. Eh? Okay? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 9. Paul said, "The coming of the lawless one," that is the Antichrist, "is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth." Okay? That is a key phrase. Eh? The love of the truth. And because they did not receive the love of the truth, the Bible continues and says that, verse 11, "And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie and basically end up in hell." There's something called truth, eh? Knowing the truth, eh? Knowing the word. But there's also something called love for truth. Hmm? Love for truth. You're ready to die for the truth. Glory be to God. If you're a pastor, you're ready to lose all your sheep for the sake of truth. Hmm? Love for truth. Now here it says that these guys did not have the love for truth. Hmm? Everybody else, yes, I know the word. But when things become tight, eh? When an opportunity comes to say, "Okay, are you sure? Eh? Are you ready to die for this one?" They say, "You know, man, you know, these things, you have to be wise. You have to shut up, you know, eh?" Okay. These guys love the truth. Okay? Rather, they didn't love the truth. And the Bible says, for that reason, eh, they are going to be sent a strong delusion. Hmm? Glory be to God. I'm sure that's what Bobby Wine is sending people. Christians who don't love the truth. Delusion. And they fall for it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, entering the kingdom, we need to overcome what? Temptation. Amen? And we have to do it the way Jesus did. How did Jesus do it? He looked to the glory that was going to come after he overcomes the temptation. Okay? Number two, Jesus knew the word and he loved the word. When he was tempted, he stood on the word. He responded with the word. And number three, Jesus prayed As he prayed, the Bible says, an angel came and strengthened him. Okay? He gave the same advice to the disciples to pray so that they don't fall into temptation. And they didn't. They slept. When temptation came, they fell into it. They forsook the Lord and fled. Okay? That won't be you. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for what we've had. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your opening our eyes and your getting us kingdom-minded. Your kingdom will be established soon on the earth. It is coming, it is coming, it is coming. Your kingdom is coming. And you want us to be a part of the kingdom. You want us to be a part of that kingdom. You want us to inherit the kingdom of God. We thank you because that is why you are opening our eyes to the realities of the kingdom. And you're helping us to avoid things that might get us disqualified. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. For you give us the strength to overcome temptation. You enable us to love the truth in the name of Jesus. And you enable us to see the great kingdom, the glorious kingdom that is coming, that we are going to be a part of. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God.
God's righteousness revealed, and his kingdom will know no end, and his glory shall know no bounds. Power forever.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.